Hello, so we're at the Allergy in Freeform show and we've got a very interesting visitor that just knocked on our pod, haven't we, Brady?
Indeed.
We have got the Fat Gay Vegan. Hello.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here with you.
Also known as Sean.
Yes, I prefer Fat Gay Vegan, but Sean's okay too.
Okay, how are you finding the show?
It's amazing. One thing that strikes me every year when I come here is just the number of people. It's a real jostle to get through the aisles.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just so busy today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But what I also really like about the show is how they have the different sections separated. So obviously my interest is in veganism.
Yeah.
I just need to look for the pink carpet.
Yeah, and you're there.
That's it.
Yeah, that's great. So what have you been doing at the show? Are you promoting anything or...?
Well, not officially. I run a vegan PR company. So I support a lot of companies, that, especially small independent vegan companies. So I like to drop in and see people I either work with now or I've worked with in the past. I like to see what new products are coming around. I write a blog, fatgayvegan.com, so I do a lot of consumer reviews. So I want to make sure I'm not missing out on any of the latest products. I want to be the first to break stories.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to know where everyone's at in the industry.
Yeah, there's so much innovation, isn't there, in this industry? So it's never going to stand still. It's going to be...
There's always something
always
new.
Yeah.
And I suppose this year it's all about coconut. Have you noticed?
Yeah, we've got some behind us. So you were just mentioning just before we came on air that your vegan beer festival has really taken off.
It's amazingly popular. London Vegan Beer Fest is in its fourth year. This year we're taking over a park and a pub next to the Thames in Hammersmith.
Wow.
The pub is going completely vegan for the day. We're expecting around 1,000 people. And it's so incredibly popular. We're also taking the festival to Manchester and Glasgow later this year.
Taking
as well.
It on the road.
Yeah, I mean, people can find out more information at veganbeerfest.co.uk.
Okay.
But really, the event isn't just for vegans. Like this show, like the Just V and the Allergy Free From show, I'm all about inclusiveness. I wouldn't want someone to think they can't come to my event just because it's called vegan.
Good, because I fancy it.
Oh, okay, come along. Now listen, this year it's for everybody. The first year we've allowed dogs to come along.
Bring a dog. Might live to regret that, I don't know.
Well, maybe more live to regret. Babies are allowed.
Oh, even worse.
Well, no, but you know, in the past we've not been in venues that have been family friendly.
Yeah,
there have been live bands, there's been beer on the floor. This year we're outside in summer, a park next to the river. We want to make it as inclusive as possible. We don't want anyone to feel like they can't access it.
Sure.
Now, we have dedicated gluten-free food stands. Of course, everything's vegan, but we've also got dedicated gluten-free. We've got gluten-free beers and ciders. We have wine for people that don't want any of that. We have soft drinks and smoothies for people who don't want to drink. It's really a community event that's geared at anyone. But if they want to access information about veganism, or they want to understand veganism, or cruelty-free living, or compassionate shopping, or drinking, in a non-threatening way, that's what we like to create.
So I think there is a lot of curiosity around, you know, veganism, and there's a lot of people who have got principles, but they're not ready to execute it in their daily life. So being able to access something like this and just be welcomed actually will potentially mean there's more people converting to.
We're hearing a lot about that, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Today, one of our guests was talking about being inclusive, so not being part of a select kind of closed-off group because you're gluten-free or, you know, vegan. Mm-hmm. So taking away that mystique, and it does feel like it's kind of people are coming more round to let's everybody sit around the table.
And people come to veganism or any lifestyle choice for lots of different reasons.
Yeah.
Now, I'm an ethical vegan and my mission is to make people understand that they can make more compassionate choices. But if somebody wants to access a beer festival, I'd rather it be a vegan one than a non-vegan one, because we've got one extra person helping us celebrate.
Of course.
And once they're there and having a good time, perhaps they'll make that choice themselves. Mm. But it's about giving people options and non-threatening options. I mean, it's not at all apologetic, like I don't walk around saying, oh, I'm sorry for being vegan. I mean, I'm very proud of it. It's in my name. It's a name that I love.
Yeah,
it's what I've dedicated my life to for the last 5.5 years. But I'm sort of like the unwavering vegan activist, but with an open door policy. Anyone can come in and join me.
Nice. Fantastic. Glad you got there. So how much are the tickets for the festival?
Well, if you buy online, they're only £5 with a very small booking fee.
Yeah.
£8 on the day, you get a free branded, reusable, collectible pint cup that you get to take home with you. There's a brand new product by a wonderful American company called Follow Your Heart. They're actually at the show here today.
Oh, okay.
They make a product called Vegan Egg. Have you seen?
No.
It's a powder that you mix up with chilled water and you fry it. It is exactly like scrambled eggs.
Is it really?
But it's vegan. Now we're giving away 600 packets of that at the beer fest. Normally retails for $6.99. But even if people listening to this missed the London show, Follow Your Heart is sponsoring all the other shows we're doing, the beer festivals. There's a lot of fun things that you get added value. There'll be live music at all of the beer fests. So, you know, whatever people are into, they'll have a good time.
Brilliant.
Sounds, you were saying about Follow Your Heart,
yes.
You obviously work with them. Do you work with lots of other small companies, vegan companies? Because I imagine they need that extra promotion and that help.
Yeah, and you know, well, Follow Your Heart are a big company stateside, but they're only just making inroads in the UK now and Europe. But I have worked with a lot of smaller companies here who possibly, like I'm just one person, they can't afford a big established PR company.
Yeah.
So they come to someone who, like me, who has their foot in the door, who has a lot of contacts, who can write about them to tens of thousands of readers every week.
Sure.
To my blog. And so it's nice to help people get a leg up. But of course, I'm not saying I charge anyone who comes to me. I love writing about people and new businesses on my blog. I like to see people successful, especially when they're doing something vegan or something that aligns with what I believe in.
Yeah. Brilliant. So just give us your website again and your blog, or wherever you want anyone to be directed to.
Oh, please, yes, go to fatgayvegan.com.
Okay.
If you click on the events tab, you'll see all my events coming up, including the beer festival. I run a vegan disco.
What's a vegan disco? Just quickly, I know we're winding up. But.
Well, really, all it is you've got to like dancing, but everything served in this bar is completely vegan.
Okay.
So there's food, wine, beer, everything you'd expect in a nightclub, but it's all vegan.
Yeah.
I'm also involved in luxury vegan cruises.
Yeah.
I'm doing a cruise through the south of France in October, and New Year's Eve we're sailing out of Amsterdam.
Nice.
I think the France cruise is almost sold out. It might be by the time you go to air. But people can find out more information about that. And I spend half my year in Mexico as well, and I'm starting a vegan beer festival in Mexico next year, so people can look out for that.
Oh, amazing. I'll fancy that one as well.
Me
don't you, Mexico?
Yeah. To make that next trip.
Yeah. Why not?
And people can follow me on social media. It's usually just at FatGayVegan for all the platforms.
Going to follow you right now. Thank
me
you
too.
Very much for coming to see
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
Have
Thank
a
you.
Good rest of the day.
Thank you.